Alrighty, good morning, 8:11 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout another Friday. Got 81 degrees and we're going to be cooling off here this weekend, so good news on that. Joining us, we have Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, James. Thank you.
Good to have you along. So what is our verse of the day?
Psalm chapter 37, verse 2 reads, "Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." Psalm 37:2.
All righty. Well, hey, thank you so much for that, Charles. So I know that it's hard to believe, you know, we're back in school and everything, and it's just kind of starting a little bit to get closer to that kind of back to normal fall time, but we still have a little bit of summer left, of course, and it still feels like it.
Vacation season is pretty much over, and people are getting back into the daily grind.
That's right. I think after Labor Day, that's when we'll kind of, you know, everything sinks back up. You know, that seems to be the official closer, so we're still kind of in some wiggle area. But, you know, you were telling me off the air that, you know, August and September are some of those two biggest birth months. I think I might have heard that once, but I kind of forgot it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a September birthday, so we're coming up on that. And, you know, we just had Virgil Peck in the studio. He said that between the time we talked with him last week and this week, he's turned 64 now. He doesn't know what the heck is that all about. But, you know, there's several people kind of in that boat here who are kind of getting to that magic 65 number. You know, that's on the horizon at least.
Right, right. You know, my dad says, do you remember when people who were on Medicare used to be old? Right. And as you get closer to it, it's not quite as old as you thought it was before. So if you go back 9 months, it's a Christmas time. It's winters, cold nights and everything, and sort of leading up to the birth, increase in August and September. So And so there's a lot of people turning 65, and there's a lot of questions like, what do I do? What are the penalties associated with the Medicare? What are my options? What if I'm continuing to work? A lot of questions like that, and my goal is just to sort of address those today.
Yeah. So where do you kind of start when you're talking with someone who's 64, and you know they're kind of looking ahead, maybe trying to get ahead of the game a little bit as far as what they need to be doing? Where do you kind of start with all this?
So it's good to know their situation to better give them advice. One question is if you're still working, and do you have employer coverage? And what we do at that point is we run an analysis to look at the cost of staying on employer coverage and not getting your Medicare Part B, or leaving employer coverage while still working and going on to full Medicare. And it's sort of a toss-up. Many times it's in the person's best interest to stay on employer coverage, but that really depends on the cost of the employer coverage. And many times they'll have a spouse that is younger who needs that employer coverage to be insured. And so we take into that all into effect to help them make the decision about where they should go, whether they should stay on employer coverage at age 65 or go to full Medicare.
Gotcha. And, you know, the other thing, you know, that people kind of maybe have in the back of their minds, it's kind of like, you know, all those library fines or something like that, is those penalties. And obviously, you know, they're out there, and it's something that, you know, we at least want to be aware of.
That's right. And so if you don't have employer coverage and you're turning 65 and you don't have any other form of coverage and you don't go on full Medicare, there's going to be a penalty that is going to be building up. And when you get on Medicare down the road, you're going to pay an increased monthly amount to be on Medicare. And some people ask me, Charles, is Medicare a good deal? And it's actually an unbelievably good deal to for most people. Part B premium is $164.90. Part A is zero for most people. And so it's hard to find coverage. You can't find coverage like that anywhere. And so I recommend people definitely, if they don't have employer coverage or if their spouse does not have employer coverage, to be on that they can get on, then they definitely need to get that Part B started. And if they don't start Part B, down the road when they start Part B, there will be a penalty that will be accruing that they will start paying for the rest of their life.
And, you know, if someone is still working, I mean, is this something that, like, the HR people are going to, you know, make you aware of? Or is this kind of something that you're going to need maybe some extra help, like you folks at Skink Insurance?
Yeah, the HR person isn't usually the one to help you decide if you should stay on the employer coverage or go to Medicare.
Yeah, obviously they may have they may want to keep you on that employer coverage because
maybe they do or maybe they don't. But they're not aware usually of all of the costs on the Medicare side. They're familiar with the employer side, but the Medicare side, there's costs there that they don't really deal with on a daily basis like we do. And so it's a good idea to figure out and run a side-by-side comparison. There's another penalty to avoid, and that is concerning prescription drug coverage. And if you don't get prescription drug coverage, and then you do get it later down the road, there will be a penalty that you will pay for the remainder of your life for not having that. And if you have the Part B penalty and the Part D or the Part prescription drug coverage, that can add up to be quite a bit, can be fairly significant, especially considering you're going to pay it for the rest of your life. And so as long as you have, if you have employer coverage, that's considered creditable coverage. In other words, you don't need Part B or Part D, the drug coverage, as long as your employer coverage is considered creditable coverage. You do not need that, and that penalty will not apply to you.
And so this is something that, you know, once you turn 65, this can go into effect. Is there anything like, you know, before that 65 birthday?
So there's Medicare for people that are under 65 in select circumstances. So if you have been on disability for 24 months, then your Medicare will kick in on the 25th month, no matter what your age. If you have certain kidney disease, end-stage renal failure, you're eligible for Medicare even sooner. But Medicare is not available for people under 65 generally.
Sure, sure.
There are plans for people under 65, ACA, Affordable Care Act coverage, marketplace coverage, if you're familiar with that term. That's out there for people that don't have access to workplace coverage, and we help people get on that as well.
So what else should people who are kind of in this boat of, you know, 64 going on 65, what else do they need to know?
They need to know that they are the target. You might think that maybe your life is just sort of ordinary or humdrum, but once you turn 64, 64 and a half, you're going to feel almost like a celebrity because your mailbox is going to be filling up.
Yep.
There's going to be people calling you with all kinds of urgent messages saying that you need to act now to avoid a penalty or that you need to do all these things today. Or there's all this time pressure, like you can do it right now, like before I get off the phone, today is the day, you know. And you just need to know that there are a lot of people out there that don't have your best interest, that don't care about their reputation, that don't care about what people think about them. And they're trying to steer you in a certain direction, and it's for their financial benefit. And to be very careful about who you listen to, because you're at a place where you're sort of seeking advice, you're needing in wisdom, and you're needing direction. And there will be some guy that's from who knows where trying to tell you a certain thing, and come to find out he was only telling you that just because it paid him the most money. And so you want to be very careful about who you listen to, and seek out good advice. Get second opinions. We have people that come in, they say, you know, I've already talked to one person, and now I'm going to talk to you. And I respect that, because that means that they have their eyes wide open. They're looking around. They're trying to figure out what the truth is. And many times people will say, well, we're going to stay with you. And so it's just a good idea not to take the first thing that comes along or the first piece of advice that comes along.
Well, it's really good to see people doing that due diligence. And what do you recommend, maybe how X number of months before the 65th birthday? Do you have like a kind of time frame that you maybe recommend for people to start looking at some of these things?
3 months is ideal. But we also have people call us the day before they turn 65. Or the month that they turned 65, they were already turned 65. So it's really one of those things that is very individual on your tolerance and how in the know you want to be, how soon and you want to be in the know as well. And so we help people at all different stages, but 3 months really gives you really good breathing room to evaluate what your options are, what it's going to cost, and evaluate your employer coverage, evaluate your other circumstances, and then make a good decision. But we help people at all stages.
Sure. No, that's really good to know. And I know that it can be confusing for a lot of people, especially, you know, trying to weed out the what's true and what's not, depending with all these phone calls and everything. So I know you guys are always happy to help people just to figure out some of this and make sense of it. Because, you know, for us who don't deal with this day to day, we're thinking about other things where, you know, you guys specialize in this. And this is your ball game.
It's one of those things where you don't really want to have to think about it.
No.
And if somebody tells you something over the phone, calls you, and they're really convincing and they sound really good, just pick up the phone and call our office and say, hey, I was told this. Does this make sense? And we'll tell you. So our main goal is to do what is right and to help people the best that we can to be in the best position that they can be in.
Well, it's really good to have a local resource like you guys. So anything else that we should know on this topic that comes to mind?
Really just... do your best to avoid the penalties. Be careful of what you're being told, all the mail, all the phone calls. Do a real good hard look with a somebody that's experienced at your employer coverage, at your needs, at what plan is a route and approach is going to be a best for you, and get some real good informed advice of people that are really looking out for your well-being.
That's really
the most important thing.
Appreciate you breaking that down, Charles. How about we take a quick break? We'll be coming back in a moment with more on our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Skanka, Skank Insurance. Back here on the mighty 690 in 81 degrees right now. And Charles and I were just talking about some of the records and that sort of thing. I mean, it's pretty wild that, you know, here in Coffeyville, we set a record a couple days ago, a local record for the day. And then I was also talking with Virgil Peck how Kansas twice was the national high for the day. You know, they usually have a national, and usually it's Death Valley. But it ended up being Concordia, Kansas, and Lawrence, Kansas, which happened to be the hot spot in the nation here.
Interesting. So, on my car, I've seen the temperature be 108 degrees, and I don't ever remember seeing that before. That's really incredible.
I know, and that's, that being air temperature and not the actual, you know, heat index or anything.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. It's been hot, so we're excited to things be cooling off. September's coming up, and we got Medicare 101 coming up, right?
That's right. This coming Wednesday. September the 6th, we have a Medicare 101. It's for people especially that are new to Medicare and trying to understand it. And it's at Dickey's Barbecue right there in Independence at 11:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. And you are welcome. And to just call our office, 620-331-8800. We'll reserve a spot for you. And just come, bring your spouse, bring a friend if you like or whatever, and just learn the basics of Medicare. We also have one at Gigi's right here in Coffeyville. It used to be Lanning's at 11:30 a.m. as well.
No, that is great. So, you know, really good opportunity in a relaxed setting. Just kind of get all that information right in one fell swoop rather than trying to wade through a million websites or something like that. It's a really good opportunity for you. So we'll be talking more about that, I'm sure, next week on the program. But Charles, if people have questions for you and they want to get in touch with you and want to have a face-to-face, where can they find you?
Main office, main phone number, 620-331-8800. We're located at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from Water's True Value. And we invite you just to stop in, say hello, and we're always glad to see our listeners and see our clients. We also have an offices in Howard and Sedan.
Excellent. Well, Charles, I hope you have a great weekend coming up. Some rain chances, so maybe we'll cool things down a little bit, and we'll be getting into the 80s. So that'll be good. Your car thermometer won't be as upset.
Yes. Yes. Wow.
So, my goodness, it is wild. So hopefully we're over the hump here for the excessive heat of summer. Well, thank you so much, Charles, for stopping by.
Thank you, James. It's good to talk with
absolutely.
You
today. Look forward to next week. And we have Open Line on the way here on KGGF.